Coach Chris Finnegan joins us, and Coach, after Dodge was able to collect those six runs in the sixth inning, how big was that home run from the bat of C.J. Kranach to reestablish at least some sort of momentum for you and give you a little bit of a cushion going into late innings?
Huge. It's always huge, especially when the wind's blowing out like that. You never want to lose off of a three-run home run, you know. So he gave us the opportunity to put three up, get us up by three, and we were very fortunate that we hung on. I thought Blackwood did a really good job. I thought he filled up the zone really well. Just on the mound, I thought everything he did was right. It was just a tough day for him. And he'll be out there again tomorrow. Stevie Peake comes in, does his job, and Ray closes out. We're lucky. That's a good team we just played. We got a couple bounces they didn't, and if we didn't get those bounces, those six runs that they scored in the sixth inning, that beats us.
Couple of things from the first game, and you were able to get to Sean Kennedy with a big pinch hit homer. Now, you were leading by 7-3 at the time, but to be able to get that power today from your guys, you had three homers compared to theirs. They didn't have any. What did that mean for you to get those timely hits today?
Well, that's all it is. Especially with the way the wind is today. I mean, Sean's been, plugging along. Didn't start off very well, coming off a bad year last year with his hamstring, and we could never get really anything out of him. And this year, he's been really consistent with us. Started off really slow. It was really frustrating for him. It was frustrating for us. But now he's playing at his capability, which is fun to see. He's just a hard-nosed, blue-collar kid. He's a 4-0 student, so he understands a lot of stuff. I call him our director of baseball ops because there's stuff I talked to them about his freshman year in our first meeting, and he always reminds me about it. So, he's just a Garden City guy, man. He's just blue-collar, grinds things out, and gets after it.